Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hello, beautiful soul. I'm excited to share another interview with you about our latest book, Holistic Healing. Today I'm having a conversation with Simona Amlicher. She is a nonviolent communication trainer, and she is a trauma practitioner with NARM. Now, one of the interesting things about Simona's story in the book is that she went through a deep healing process around her relationship with her sister without her sister even being aware of it. So most of us are aware that the experiences of childhood can leave lasting impressions on us. They impact our behaviors, our beliefs, our relationships. But what do you do if that relationship is strained and you don't have a way to really communicate and repair it? Maybe the person is passed away, or they're just not in contact, or it's too scary. Well, you're going to really enjoy this conversation and Simona's chapter in the book, because this technique is revolutionary in unveiling pain, trauma, and hurts, but in the most gentle and profound way. So have a listen to this interview and then get a copy of the book and share with me what you take away from it. Simona Amlicher, it is such a pleasure to connect with you as always. Thank you so much for sharing your story in our new book, Holistic Healing.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, you have such a wealth of experience, and you're so highly recommended as an NVC trainer, that is nonviolent communication. You lead and founded the Global Dyad Meditation. You're also an author in your own right. And your contribution to this book on holistic healing is really, really important. And it's important because you've already come so far in your own journey, and yet there were some other keys that your story unlocked for you. So I know that doesn't make sense to the world yet, but just give us a sense for how your childhood, for example. You mentioned that a lot of the childhood drama and trauma that you experienced really set you on a path, and a path towards being a workaholic, a path towards feeling like you had to work for love. Tell me a little bit about that and how your childhood impacted your own well-being.
Yeah. Yes, it doesn't really seem like spectacular or something like this. So it was just being the fourth child or the second child in a big family. My mother was told she never will get any kids, so they adopted two boys, and then she got pregnant with my sister, and then I was the second one, and then we had a brother, and then we had twins. So we were kind of a huge family of nine. And you know, in that time, I was born in 63, it was still very much under the influence of how to raise kids. And it was about I would say like breaking the will to really be obedient, very authoritative parents. I mean, it was just that's how they learned and how they were influenced by their own upbringing. And so me being very sensitive and also quite connected to the unseen world, it was quite tough on me, on just how we brought up. And the way of my parents thought was the best was kind of also disciplining us. And we were, once in a while, we were hit, or sometimes a little bit more. So it just really had an impact. And I wasn't aware of that for lots of my, up till my 40s, and yeah. Even till first recently when I had a sense of how much trauma I still stored in my body. It showed up in my relationship. It showed up, as you said, becoming a workaholic. So I learned that being a nice girl, I learned that being obedient and do what I was told was the way to receive the love I was looking for. And so it was that longing for unconditional love, and I was ready to do pretty everything to get to that. Remember a couple of years ago in one of my relationships, I told myself I'm ready to do anything just to really be in relationship, and that wasn't a healthy way of taking care of for myself.
But so you had this awakening, you had the awareness to see, okay, this is a pattern that is not healthy. Now, you have a lot of tools in your toolbox now, and in the book Holistic Healing, you talk about this whole conversation, a healing conversation. But which were the first tools that really set you on the path of your own healing before you became a trainer and a practitioner?
Well, when I was little, like, thinking back, I remember being a child of 8 years old. I had a huge, beautiful Bible, colorful Bible. And whenever I woke up with nightmares or so, I was actually waking up, and then I turned off the light and I was reading my Bible. Yeah. So it was that way of trying on in search of God and trying to connect. So that was that. I would say that was the first thing. And then I kind of lost about it. And it was actually learning NVC, non-violent communication, that I first had a tool to really connect within and connect with my other, with someone else. Even though, and that's interesting, I had an awakening experience when I was just before my 30s, listening to my father and my sister talking about reincarnation, and just the word by itself was wow, and I got hooked. It was like, you know, sometimes you have a sense that people are sleeping and just one word is waking them up. So for me, the word reincarnation was waking me, literally was waking me up, and that started my journey of really becoming spiritual and getting interested in Eastern scripture. And I was very spiritual in one way, but I didn't have the healing that I was really looking for or that I needed. And only when I got in touch at the time with Dr. Marshall Rosenberg, actually it was before, when I had my first training, intro training, after 3 days of intro training, I was so much connected with my pain. And that's the story I'm writing in the book, that I couldn't hold back anymore. It was just too much. At the time, I had a huge painful experience with my sister. We didn't connect at all. We were really... So when I learned about NVC, it was the healing journey that started.
Yeah.
Before I studied the law, I knew what was right and wrong. I became a master of law and all that. But the healing journey actually started with me being connected with nonviolent communication and the work of Dr. Marshall Rosenberg.
Well, I'd love for you to describe that for anyone who is not familiar with NVC. But before we get there, I want to just highlight something. So you talked about your spiritual life all the way back in childhood, reading the Bible. And I suspect, like so many of us, we have these painful experiences, and it's natural for us to look outside of ourselves for some sort of support or relief. And oftentimes we are praying to God or to angels. And that can sometimes be what some people call a spiritual bypass. We go into the spiritual realm hoping for relief, and yet those traumatic wounds from our childhood are never addressed. I just want to highlight that because I think it's so important that we need both.
It is. I mean, you know, through my journey, now I'm also a trauma therapist. So when I realized that there is still so much trauma inside of me, I was really curious. So I became an ARM practitioner and got to know all into the trauma, and even with the non-violent communication and being able to connect within me and with other people, it wasn't that depth of a healing I experienced. And there I really experienced, or I learned, and I realized what you just say, this bypassing, it has actually also to do with our development, with the developmental trauma, that for some people, the bypassing and the becoming really spiritual is not really arriving here on planet Earth. Mm. And it's a survival structure. It helped us to survive, to not really being here and kind of somewhere, we could even say a little bit spiritual dissociate.
Yeah.
Because we're not fully here, because to be here is just too painful. And so, yes, I mean, I had in other books I was writing about this, stories about myself of going away, and I always saw those angels, and I was also in this other realm which made me feel safe and made me feel protected.
Yeah, and we do often need that. I mean, there's no shame in dissociating, particularly if someone has been enduring trauma and there's no rescuer, savior, or help or relief. So we do adopt these things as protective behaviors. I would love for you to talk a little bit about nonviolent communication, because when I first discovered it, it was like the same kind of light bulb moment, like, oh, such clear, honest communication that allows us to really tap into our deepest feelings. Because many of us didn't grow up in families where we were allowed to share honestly, or we just didn't even have it modeled for us. How can you share tender or painful feelings without it coming across as an attack, for example? So I know that keeps a lot of people silent. Tell us, just if you would please, just describe what is nonviolent communication and how does that sound in practice?
Well, nonviolent communication sounds like it's a communication model, and it also is indeed, because it helps us to communicate in a different way. And the easiest way is, I remember Marshall once said, I'm not interested in what you're thinking and what you're talking about. What I'm really interested in is what are you feeling and what are you needing. So the focus, and I think that's the revelation, what Marshall brought down, is kind of focusing instead of evaluating and blaming and judging and kind of trying to give answers and to what a person is saying, I want to really deeply understand where that person comes from. So he made a link that he said, well, whatever we express, whatever we do in life is always an attempt to fulfill needs. Mm-hmm. So he focused on needs being, you could say needs are values, or needs are something that we really need to feel happy. During my studies of NVC and just also developing kind of what I call today, like I call it the spiritual NVC approach, is I realized I am actually my needs. Mm. So if we talk about freedom, if we talk about love, if we talk about appreciation, that these are all qualities that are part of my being. And the moment those qualities are kind of not being met by either myself or from the outer, I do react. And then when I react, I have feelings, and it hurts. It's painful. I'm maybe disappointed or things like this. But the disappointment, the hurt, is normally we would say I connect my feeling disappointed by something you have said or something you have done. And Marshall said, And this, I thought this was like, wow, such a freeing aspect. It's not about what you're doing, what you're saying, that I feel like maybe sad or feeling hurt. It's because whatever happens, my needs are not being met. And it's actually something that happens inside of me. So that creates a freedom of not to be dependent on, I don't want to change your behavior to make me feel better. Otherwise, we have this dependency and codependency. So really connecting what's happening with needs, with my values, with who I really am, and then come from that space. And then having a way to communicate if things are not the way I'd like them to really first self-connect, be in that place of deeply knowing and feeling what is important to me, and then coming and then communicate from that space. And it makes it easier then also to listen to more difficult things you might say, whatever comes out of your mouth is also about what you're feeling and what you're needing. So it's that way of trying to communicate in a different way. And like one of the magical questions in NVC is, what do you need? What is it that you need?
You know what? Can we make it super practical? So let's just assume then.
What I normally like to say, it's kind of those sentences when I blame, when I put, or I kind of, instead of, I would say, oh, come on, you just don't listen to me. It's like talking up to a wall. I don't have a sense that I'm really understood. So I blame it on you. So actually what I'm saying is that, hey, it's just really painful right now. And I so much value that we listen to each other and deeply understand where we're coming from. So for example, could we sit down and talk about it? So in that sense, I'm going through what we call like the steps. There's an observation, then there is what's happening inside of me when that, what happens out here, I'm seeing you maybe just watching something else, you watch out of the window, and I'm just, hey, listen, it's just really painful and I love to be heard with what's so important to me. Are you willing to take a moment and sit down and then let's talk about it? Instead of, oh, come on, you're just not listening to me, you're just not interested, which makes it really hard for you to kind of stay open-hearted and willing to really sit down with me and have a look at it.
Thank you for explaining that. That makes it very, very clear as to what's going on in me and how I might express that to someone else. Well, in the book, In Holistic Healing, you talk about one of these experiences with nonviolent communication. And the way you describe how the facilitator just created this spaciousness for you to have this conversation with your sister. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. This was kind of, I when I first experienced it, I was like, oh my God, that was the reason why I really wanted to become a trainer. Because the thing was, I had so much pain inside of me towards my sister, but at the time I didn't have access to her. We were kind of not able to talk and to connect with each other. So it was just, it came up in the training, in that intro training. I was so much in pain. I was crying a lot. It was like just an outburst of mourning and sadness that came. And then I was willing to do anything. I just wanted this pain to stop because it was excruciating. And then my trainer at the time, she said, well, let's have she called it a coaching, but actually it was one of those very famous healing dialogues. Marshall was the way he was listening and the way he was interacting with someone. So what we did, we came together and she was, it's not role playing, but she went into the energy of my sister. So it's more like a role being. And she invited me to say and express whatever there was that make me feel that pain I carry in me without having to apply any NVC language, just whatever was there. So I was allowed to express all the pain, all the hurt, all the frustration, all the anger. And she was just there receiving it in the role of my sister with an open heart, being compassionate, being empathic, sometimes reflecting back what she heard. And by doing this, I could just get all the load that was in my system. I could get it out there. And after a while, when everything was said, she asked me, well, would you like to hear how this is for me, how I'm receiving what I'm hearing from you? And that was the moment when I was open to really deeply listen to what her side was, which was the side of my sister. And so in that role, being kind of almost like a little bit of channeling my sister, and it made so much sense, whatever she said, she was in that energy and she talked about her needs and about her feelings about in our relationship was about. And it was like heart opening on my side. So I was able to express all my pain. I was received for that. And then I was open to kind of listen what she said, what her pain was in the whole situation. And so this being fully heard and also being able to hear the other one fully changed completely. So there was, I would say there was, in that moment, there was reconciliation was happening. Okay. And my heart opened and I felt so relaxed after. And it was, I think it was, the whole thing was just maybe about 2 hours. And after, I think she told me some stuff to do or something. I don't even remember. I just remembered how I felt, that it was such a relief. And interestingly, because this is a way of systemic working, my whole relationship to my sister changed over the next weeks. I wasn't so aware of it at the moment, but after 3 months, I was in another, I started to learn NVC, and we had another healing session. And I could see, when I listened to her, I could see what has changed for me. So I was like in this euphoria about, my pain was gone. It was not there anymore. I didn't even think about it. And really beautifully, my sister and I, we reconnected and we're best friends today. So the pain that separated us was, even though she wasn't there, was able to heal by just someone else being in her energy. And you know, that quote from Wayne Dyer comes to my mind: if you change the way you look at things,
the things you look at change.
And that's exactly what happened there. So this was so powerful for me. I said, this is what I want to learn, because that is, can you imagine how there's so many people out there, they don't have access to anyone else, or sometimes people are even dead or they died. Yeah. And we cannot do our reconciliation with those people. And then have a technique, I call it, but it's actually more like a being and a healing tool that makes my heart open up again and let that painful state I'm living in just be healed. I mean, I said, this is something that has to go out there, and I learn how this works, and I want to teach people how to do this.
And now you're actually facilitating this on an ongoing basis, totally for free, and I've got to experience it. It is powerful. So explain a little bit about how you've taken nonviolent communication and these healing conversations and married it into what you call the global dyad meditation that takes part on Zoom. and it's truly transformational and healing.
It is. The diet meditation, or the global diet meditation, is actually something that was developed in the by Charles Berner in the 68. And he called it the Enlightenment technique. So that's the origin. But I learned it from my dear friend Robert Gonzalez, who is an NVC trainer, and he brought NVC to a spiritual level and really a felt sense. So it's not just a concept, but really on a felt sense level, energetic level. And he combined the diet meditation and NVC techniques. And so I took all this in 2017 and was inspired to bring that online. And what the diet is, two people are coming together and we have questions. One person is asking a question and the other person is just being present without interacting like what we normally do. We're nodding and smiling. But the diet is just, I'm there, present with you. And giving you an instruction or an invitation or a question, and you have that moment of going inside, closing your eyes, and listening deeply within. And in the present of another, I said, of a soul companion, which yeah. I really, truly believe we are all soul companions. In the presence of a soul companion, you're able to focus and go inside. And whatever emerges is being shared into that space. I call it a safe, sacred space because it's not commented on. I'm not going to relate to it. Or it's just being held in that space, truly who you are, by expressing what emerges.
And for the listener, we're not commenting, we're not trying to give advice, we're not trying to calm you down or soothe you or show that we feel sympathy. We're just present and listening.
You know, that's very important because it's natural. We want to be there for the other. We want to kind of make the other feel good. It's nurturing something inside of us. But what we do in the diet, we're completely trusting the process that just by me being present with you and holding the space, you have, I say like, you have the whole stage and you can unfold on that stage and you can, healing happens, healing, reconnecting happens in the presence of another human being. And there is actually no need for me to kind of interact with you and trying to do something. So it's really relaxing. It's like, here we are, I'm here for you in that space we share together and you can go inside. And after 5 minutes, we switch around and you're the one being present for me. And I can go inside and listen what emerges. So what I love in this process, it's just amazing that I really think we become our own teachers. We become our own gurus because we cultivate that listening inside. And the presence of someone else helps me to do that.
It's really beautiful. It's such a gift that you make this available for free, week after week, to people all around the world. So if you're curious about experiencing this deep level of being seen and presence, visit globaldyadmeditation.org so you can sign up and take part. So Simona, the other thing that I'm really grateful for is that in addition to your healing conversation, you share in this book, in Holistic Healing, how some of your clients have had their own transformations in very different ways. Also with people, I think it was a woman's son who had passed away. And that, what you mirrored back to her was so comforting and reassuring that it transformed her grieving process.
It was the first time. And I thought, well, if we can do this with people being alive, because I think they're all still here, which is, it's just a different dimension. So she was, when I met her at that time, she was so much in pain because her son actually committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And I think the only thing he left was, don't reanimate me, or I don't even remember exactly what the, but she was so much in pain because she didn't have access. She didn't know if he, she grew up very Christian. So it was still that way of, if someone commits suicide, he's going to hell. So it's kind of all that pressure that was there. And we were, at the time we were in India, at a group living with my spiritual teacher. And one of my friends, she knew that I do this healing conversation, told her, talk to Simone. I imagine that she can just help you. So we had a healing conversation, and I went, she was expressing all her pain. I was in the energy of her son. And it was, I mean, it even brings almost tears to my eyes right now. There was just pure love coming through. And it was there. It was there, almost tangible. So there was love. She heard, and I didn't know anything about the story of him. So just what came through me, it was so meaningful and so healing for her that she told me 2 years ago, I met her at the other side of the world when we were in Mount Shasta. She was actually running towards me. She said, you know, whenever I fell down, I remembered that conversation, and it was so consoling to my soul to just go into that energy and to just know he was fine. And she even had, she even received answers. I don't remember that stuff anymore, because then you're kind of in the energy and then it just speaks through you. You're just trusting. And for her, it was just, she really found peace within herself, and that way of being able to connect with her son being on the other side now. And I mean, now there's more and more people having this experience, is that the loved ones are still there with us, even when they are not here in our physical environment anymore. So it was really, that was really beautiful. I mean, that was, you know, it feels, I really feel blessed to do that work.
Well, it's also a blessing that you are doing this work. And I'm so grateful that you shared your experience in the book, Holistic Healing, and that we can connect on a weekly basis if we so choose. Simona, I really do appreciate you. I honor the work that you're doing. I invite the audience to get a copy of the book, Holistic Healing, so you can read more about this healing conversation. And then visit Simona online at globaldyadmeditation.org or simonaanliker.com. Thank you, my dear friend.
Thank you so much. It's just so lovely to have met you on this healing journey, and now being part of the book. It's just wonderful.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's IN, the number 8, vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.